This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Grammy-winning singer and songwriter Richard Marx. Welcome back, Richard. How you been?
Dude, you don't call, you don't write, we don't hang. What is it? Is it me?
You know, I have been bad. I've been really bad, but I don't know if I shared this with you last time. I may have, but I was like this story. At the time, I was 19, 18 years old. I did a show called Name Your Adventure.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Do you remember? Seriously? Wow. And people wrote in.
I was just talking to Daisy about this yesterday.
Really? Well, for our listeners, in case you're not familiar, it was one of my favorite gigs ever, by the way. Teenagers wrote in and they got to write in for things they always wanted to do. Adventures they wanted to go on. Meet the president, meet a rock star, what have you, rock climbing, fill in the blank. Somebody wanted to meet Richard and he was gracious enough to do the show and he was so cool with them. And you're so nice, and I'll never forget that. And I love being on stage because I remember we got to see you perform. We were in Del Mar, my hometown in San Diego, at the Del Mar Fair, and you were just so cool with the kid. And it's weird how, because I was a kid, I was only 18, and the things you remember vividly in your mind whenever people that you like are so nice, it really does stay with you like decades.
Well,
later.
Back at you, because why would I remember that? Because I did so, we both did so much television, especially back in that time.
Yeah.
And I think you were still on Saved by the Bell.
Yes, I was.
Like a side gig, right?
I
was telling Daisy yesterday, I said, I just have this vivid memory now of this show. And I even remember the name of the show, Name Your Adventure.
Wow, that's impressive.
But I could be wrong. I had this recollection that you introduced me at that show that night, that you came out and said, ladies and gentlemen, I think we asked you to do that.
And I was a highlight. Yes. Wow, you have a good memory.
Cool. I remember that.
I love that.
It's good to see you, man.
You too, buddy. You too. Congratulations. You've announced a new album, Songwriter. How'd the idea for the project come about?
This is the most ambitious, I guess it would be the right word. I mean, it's super fun, but it's the most ambitious project that I've ever undertaken in that, you may know, because we know, we go back a little ways, that in addition to the records that I've put out as an artist, I've written a lot of songs with a lot of different artists in a lot of different genres. So I've worked with, I worked with Luther Vandross in the R&B world. I've written a lot of country songs with Keith Urban and different country artists. And
awesome.
And so I thought, why not do that as an artist as well? So the song, the album Songwriter is 20 songs, but it's 5 pop songs, 5 rock songs, 5 country songs and 5 beautiful ballads. I wrote one of the ballads with Burt Bacharach of all people.
That's awesome. That's
so yeah,
cool.
It's like it crosses 4 different genres and it's, I'm really excited for people to hear it.
I love it. I love it. You get to flex those creative muscles and a testament to your talent. I've always loved and appreciated all genres of music. The first single, The Same Heartbreak, the same heartbreak, Different Day. It's got a very modern aesthetic to it. What was the goal when you were putting that song together?
Well, that was for the pop EP. And I, you know, if I'm 58 years old, so if I'm going to put out a pop song, I want it to sound like, if you didn't know who I was, or if you didn't see me, you'd think it was some young guy. And part of the way to get that done is to use my own instincts and my own melodic sensibilities, but also to collaborate. And in this case, with Same Heartbreak, Different Day, I wrote the song with my son. I have three sons, the Marx Brothers.
Love it.
And my middle son, Luke, who's an incredibly, they're all really talented musicians and songwriters and singers. But
wow.
Lucas has become this really successful behind the scenes producer and writer for different artists. And he's 29 and he's really plugged into pop radio. And so we wrote this song with a friend of ours named Michael Jade. Lucas produced it. And like the greatest compliment, man, I've been getting this last week since the record came out, is people going, it sounds like so modern. It sounds like it's just like a regular pop record. It doesn't sound like an old guy. Well, thank you.
You look great, man. By the way,
Look at you.
Thanks, buddy. It's got to be the best collaborating with your kids, or do you kick in a father mode sometimes? They frustrate you sometimes too. Or talk about that dynamic.
Well, you know, they grew up watching me make records, and they met all these artists that I worked with, and they were involved with. You know, they would come in and out of the studio when I would be recording albums. And then little by little, as they got into it, I would produce them and I would cut tracks with them and I would tell them what to do and how to do this and try this again. And now the roles have been reversed, but we have such a shorthand and we have such love for each other that there's no egos or hurt feelings involved. And so when I'm singing a vocal, like on Same Heartbreak, Different Day, I'd sing a line and Lucas would go, oh my God, no, you sound 1,000 years old. Do it like this. And he would line read me.
Right.
He's such a great singer. And I would just copy what he was doing. So it's kind of cool to be produced. It's like if your son becomes your son or daughter director. Becomes a really great director,
yeah.
And they're directing you and telling you how to do your job, you know? Yeah. So I'm all for it. It's been a total blast.
Sounds like the priceless moments right there. I'm just curious, when you're working with an artist for the first time, what's that process like? Is it, do you start with a certain lyric or a hook, or you kind of gauge how they want to start?
When I'm collaborating with another artist for their project, the thing that does not exist in me is ego. When I'm making my own records, that's like, I call the shots. I want it my way. Right.
Right.
But when I, like, for instance, Keith Urban and I've had, you know, a few songs that were really big hits for him. And when I write with Keith, or when I have written with Keith, it doesn't matter whether I would sing that line or what I would do. I'm there to serve his vision of what he wants to do. Mm. And that's true of every artist I've ever worked with. So I think I'm a good collaborator in that I leave my ego at the door in those situations. And creating with someone, you know, especially if you meet somebody for the first time and you're writing a song with them and you don't know them, like Keith and I hang out, like we've been friends. But sometimes when I write with a new artist I've never met before, it's like a first date, you know,
yeah.
Like you don't know each other. You get to know each other. You're a little nervous. And then where you connect is creatively.
Got it.
When that magic starts to happen and you start finishing each other's sentences, or you throw out something and they go, oh my God, I love that. And then we could go here. And then it's just, that's what it's all about. I never tire of that thrill.
Has there been an example of where you tried to collab and it just, you guys weren't on the same page?
Oh yeah. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But
fair enough.
I will say this, Mario, I would say 98% of my life in terms of that has been really great experiences.
That's a hell of a batting average right there. Who's an artist that's still on your collaboration wish list?
I mean, there's a part of me that has, for a long time, I wanted to work with Rod Stewart because I grew up just loving Rod Stewart. I've actually...
He was just at the bowl here. The guy sounded great.
He's amazing.
It's amazing. Looks the same. The hair is the same. The guy's like timeless.
I did a show with him in Atlanta a few years ago. And it was really funny because I came out of my dressing room to head to the stage. And I hadn't seen him that day at all. And I'd met him a few times over the years, but... he came out of his dressing room at the same time, and we were walking towards each other to like give each other a hug, hello. And we were wearing the exact same shoes. I thought, I have really cool rock and roll too, because Rod's wearing the same kicks I'm wearing. I've always wanted to write a song for him or with him, but I think he's kind of like got his group of guys and he's got his thing
got
together. So I don't know that that'll ever happen. And the other answer is, I really love the idea of working with brand new artists who have everything to prove. And so every so often I just, if I hear somebody's voice that I like or whatever, and they reach out to want to collaborate, that I welcome that because I can learn from a brand new artist, you know? And I think that that's more exciting than trying to convince somebody who's had a lot of success to
right.
do it your way. And people are they get so afraid of not repeating their success.
Right.
Whereas a new artist will just try anything.
Yeah. You know? No, that's a really good point right there. Any plans to possibly hit the road?
Oh yeah. No, I'm always on the road. I'm playing up north next week. I'm playing Napa,
nice.
Sacramento, and I'm playing Vegas. And then I do a show in Palm Springs next Saturday, which will be a blast. And then I leave in August for a 7.5 week tour of Europe. So I'm playing about 24 shows there.
Oh, that's fun.
All over Europe, everywhere from Spain to Paris to UK to Italy. And then I come home for like a week and then I'm back out for US dates. So yeah, I'm touring nonstop.
Home, Los Angeles area?
Yeah.
Now, and where are you from originally again, Richard?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago guy right there. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. You mentioned your lovely wife, Daisy Fuentes, who sweetheart, known for years back in the day. And when I heard you guys got together, I was like, oh, that's cool. Two cool people that I like that ended up, getting together right there. So, okay. Home here in LA, we're going to look forward to, seeing you on the road, sometime soon. Meanwhile, Songwriter drops September 30th and listen to Same Heartbreak, Different Day right now on iHeartRadio. Richard, thanks so much for hanging out.
Always a pleasure, buddy.
Yeah, nice to see you, pal.
See you, man. See you.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.